Hello, this is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1938, recorded on Tuesday, the 20th of December, 2016, in which we bring you news items, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. Hello, I'm Paddy Watkins and I'm joined by Ian Robertson. First of all, a big apology. It seems about half of our listeners didn't receive the Chatterbox last week. They were sent out by us, but for some reason were not delivered and instead were returned to us by the post office. So if you have two sticks this time, one is last week's and the other today's. Our usual fare today, a variety of news items about the city and some letters to the Evening News, plus a feature about the helping financial hand given to the football club 60 years ago. A brief mention now, although we will remind you at the end too, that after this recording you have a Christmas special which comprises half an hour with Norfolk farmer Chris Skinner on his farm in winter, followed by half an hour of a play version of A Christmas Carol. We do hope you'll find it all entertaining. And today we welcome new listeners, Glenda Roxby and Derek Rush, both of Norwich. We do hope you enjoy listening.
Let's start with some news. Primary school league tables show that Norfolk schools lag behind the rest of the country, but local heads say they do not paint an accurate picture. Bad news, too, on the state of the notorious road, the Acle Strait, as several crashes take place on just one day. Better news, however, for the city as the number of job seekers falls. Parents have been warned not to give too much weight to primary school league tables, which reveal that Norfolk and Suffolk still lag behind the national average. Figures from the Department for Education reveal that Norfolk and Suffolk fell below the government's target of 65% of pupils achieving the expected standard, previously level 4 in writing, reading and maths this year. Scoring an average of 50% in Norfolk and 49% in Suffolk, the counties also dipped below the national average of 53%. The results come after disruption in the exam system, with new, tougher SATs launched this year. The turbulence has been more than 2 out of 3 schools falling below the 65% mark, although under the government's new two-pronged system, many have been saved from sanctions by demonstrating sufficient progress in the three areas. Claire Jones, head teacher at Bignall Primary School and nursery in Norwich, said the DfE has been asked not to publish the league tables as it is only likely to confuse parents and the public and suggests that schools have not done as well as last year, when in reality the figures can't be compared like for like. She said the way the changes were implemented saw teachers altering what they were teaching during the academic year. Norfolk ranked 122nd out of 152 local authorities, a rise on last year's 146th place. Suffolk also jumped from 134 to 123rd.
Demands to improve safety on a major road have been made after 6 vehicles crashed in a single day. There were 2 separate accidents on the A47 Acle Strait, which caused disruption in the morning and evening rush hours. Since the beginning of the year, there have been 30 accidents along the 7-mile stretch of road. Great Yarmouth MP Brandon Lewis had this week written to Highways England for a meeting to discuss urgent safety concerns. I remain extremely frustrated that despite £10 million being available for safety improvements and repeated requests, Highways England are dragging their feet on improving the safety of the road, he said. A Highways England spokesperson said, Highways England is taking forward 6 multi-million pound upgrades along the A47 between now and 2020. Each one will improve safety, reduce congestion and boost the economy. We're also installing new signs and road markings to improve the safety at Acle.
The number claiming job seekers allowance has fallen in Norfolk as a near record number of people are employed in the east of England. Around 3 million people are in work in the east from August to October, a slight fall on the previous 3 months. The number claiming JSA in Norfolk fell by 168 from October to 3,701. In Norwich, the number fell from 1,102 in October to 1,042 in November. The figure for November 2015 was 1,654. Stephen Lancaster, Central Norfolk District Operations Leader for Job Centre Plus, said, "There was a buoyant labour market. There is still consistent recruitment at the moment. There are lots of jobs in retail at the moment, as you would expect at this time of year."
A restaurant in one of the city's most iconic buildings has closed its doors for good after the company behind it went into liquidation. Happy Pants Limited, trading under the name Just Lobsters in Toomland, went into voluntary liquidation on November the 10th after a meeting of its creditors. The restaurant, which opened in 2014 on the site of the former Samson and Hercules Ballroom and Nightclub, owed creditors approximately £635,000, with £50,000 of that owed to HM Revenue and Customs. The historic building is owned by City Gates Development Limited, and a spokesperson for them confirmed that Happy Pants terminated its lease with them at the beginning of December. He added, "We are actively looking for new tenants for the building, which is home to lots of history, and it's a great space." There was controversy when the restaurant first opened, after the decision to paint its iconic statues red.
Archaeologists from a Norfolk organisation, which helped study the West Runton Elephant and Sea Henge, have been told their unit could be closed. 20 jobs are at risk at NAU Archaeology, a move which has been criticised as potentially robbing Norfolk of vital local knowledge when it comes to discovering and interpreting the county's past. The unit was set up by Norfolk County Council as the Norfolk Archaeological Unit in 1972, making it one of the oldest in the country. It became part of MPS Property Consultants a decade ago. Bosses told staff that a month-long consultation was starting, which would see posts made redundant and the unit cease to exist. Professor Roger Bland, formerly Keeper of Britain, Europe and Prehistory at the British Museum, who now lives in Norfolk, said, "This will be a severe blow for our understanding of the archaeology in Norfolk. The NAU has done really important work over the last 40 years or so, and there'll be a huge amount of knowledge and expertise among their staff, which is all now under threat."